I'm going to reiterate what we just talked about.
Okay, I'm going to hit live. I think you can. We don't have any attendees yet, but we are recording.
All right. So this is Chair Mark Frost. I will call to order the matter of Planning Department, file number 2020-25, amendments to the Hood River Transportation System Plan. I'd like to convene the public hearing. So let me start with a brief description of the legislative process and a few disclosures required by state law. We will begin with the staff report, in which the staff will describe the proposed amendments, the applicable approval criteria, and how the proposal is consistent with those criteria. Second, we will take public testimony. When the public testimony is complete and before we close the record, we will check to see if staff has any parting comments following the conclusion of all public testimony. After that, we will close the record, deliberate, and render a recommendation to City Council. Our recommendation, however, is not final until it is reduced in writing and officially issued. The City Council will make the decision final, and when the written decision is issued, it may be appealed to the Land Use Board of Appeals, or LUBA. However, to appeal one of our decisions, you must participate either orally or in writing before the close of the record. Given the amount of material to be covered, it is anticipated that the matter will be continued to a date certain prior to completing testimony and closing the record. Here are some basic rules for presenting testimony in tonight's hearing. Number one, please begin with your name and mailing address. And two, please limit your testimony to issues that are relevant to the proposal and the approval criteria. If you believe that other or different approval criteria apply, please identify those and explain why you think they apply. So that is by way of procedural introduction for tonight's meeting. If anyone has any questions about the process as we go forward, please feel free to ask them during the public testimony portion of the hearing. And for audience members watching the teleconference, please use the raise hand feature in Zoom if you wish to speak. And for audience members dialing in by phone, please use the following commands via your phone's dial pad. So *9 is to raise your hand if you wish to speak, and *6 is to toggle the mute and unmute. Okay, so before we get started, does any commissioner wish to make any disclosure or abstain from participating or voting in the matter being heard because of potential possible financial gain resulting from the legislative action? So can we go through? I'm going to call out names, if we can just kind of run through, get a yay or an nay. So Amy. You're on mute. Oh.
That would help. There we go. Conflict of interest.
Commissioner Tina Lassen.
No bias, no conflict.
All right. Commissioner Bill Irving.
No bias, no conflict.
Commissioner Erica Price. Are you on mute? Here we go.
No bias or conflict.
All right. Commissioner Megan Ramney. Ramey.
None.
And I think Commissioner Sue Powers.
No bias, no conflict.
And I have none. All right, so we are going to start with a staff report.
Thank you, Chair Frost. Just a moment, and I'm going to launch a PowerPoint presentation.
We can see transportation, the system plan amendments. Okay, full screen. There we go.
Again, thank you, Chair Frost and commissioners. I'd like to introduce to you tonight John Boskett of DKS and Associates. John helped us, the city, with the 2011 TSP update, and he's helping us with the current TSP amendments as well. You have a copy of the staff report, and it's available to the public for download through the city's website, including a description of the applicable criteria. Tonight is our first hearing on the matter, and I expect to be in a work session with the City Council next Monday, and then back to the Planning Commission for a second hearing on March 15th. And, expect the first City Council hearing to occur on April 12th. As background, I'll be discussing funding of projects with the City Council on March 8th. So tonight I'll start with some background information before highlighting the proposed TSP amendments. We can then take some time to respond to your questions before taking public testimony. These TSP amendments were initiated by the City Council as addressed in the Council's 2020 work plan. Did have some scheduling setbacks during the pandemic. This is not a complete TSP update. It's relatively narrow in scope, limited mostly to transportation system plan improvements on the west side of the city. But some updates, such as revised cross sections for local streets, can be applied more broadly. The West Side Area Concept Plan project was initiated in the summer of 2016. The concept plan focused on land use and transportation on the west side of the city, where most of Hood River's developable land is located. It was prepared with the assistance of two advisory committees, and it generated, as you recall, a lot of public discussion. The concept plan report was published on December 29, 2017. Beginning in March of 2018, public hearings were held over the course of about 18 months to refine recommendations in the concept plan. Many of the proposed TSP amendments are based on recommendations from the streets and transit framework of the concept plan, including relocation of a future minor arterial street, known at that time as Alignment D, establishing a new street classification for neighborhood connector streets, and updating street designs. TSP amendments also are based on the pedestrian and bike framework of the concept plan, which recommends, among other improvements, an off-street trail along Henderson Creek and a ridgeline trail north of Sherman Avenue. During public hearings on the concept plan in the spring and summer of 2019, the Planning Commission sought feedback from the public regarding these frameworks prior to deliberation. Five of our current commissioners were on the Planning Commission at that time. The Commission anticipated further refinements to pedestrian, bicycle, and path projects by staff, and the Commission's recommendations were forwarded to the City Council after a hearing on August 19th of 2019. Following a City Council work session on September 9th, 2019, the Council directed staff to prepare updates to the TSP based on the Planning Commission's recommendations. Key recommendations for the frameworks are noted on this slide. There were a number of challenges identified as we worked with DKS to prepare the TSP amendments, and I'm going to run through those in the following slides. We realigned the Mount Adams extension to Alignment D and named it, as was requested, West Side Drive. We added new design for minor arterial streets with a physically separated bike lane. We added a neighborhood connector street classification, updated designs for local street options, refined intersection designs at Mount Adams and Cascade and Mount Adams and Wine Country. We added traffic calming on 30th Street between May Street and Sherman Avenue. And we updated the list of motor vehicle projects and cost estimates in the TSP. The primary amendment is the relocation of a future north-south minor arterial street, now known as West Side Drive, between Wine Country and May Street, as seen in these slides. On the left side of the screen, you see the up in TSP and that alignment, and on the right side of the screen is where we've shifted the road to this alignment.
Hey, Kevin, you're drifting off a little. I wonder if you could...
On the audio?
Yeah, on the audio. Thank you.
Sorry about that. Thank you. As the city grows, this street is expected to become a critical improvement that removes traffic from other corridors, including Cascade Avenue, Rand Road, and 13th Street. Three alternatives were evaluated, and the rationale for this alignment is that it can be designed to be less steep than the other alternatives It avoids placement of a minor arterial at the front of a future school, and it has less disruption of neighborhood connectivity than the other options that were evaluated. The commission recommended changing the minor arterial design for Alignment D to feature physically separated bike lanes rather than buffered on-street bike lanes. Due to topographical challenges and concerns about costs, a hybrid design was prepared with a physically separated bike lane on only one side of the street and a buffered bike lane on the opposite side. We anticipate using this design on new minor arterial streets, those that have not yet been constructed. And we've also retained a design with the on-street buffered bike lanes on both sides, which is expected to be helpful for retrofitting existing arterials at some locations. The TSP now incorporates neighborhood connector streets to improve connectivity. Those are the dashed green lines on this map, and these are conceptual alignments. They function like local streets with wider planar strips to accommodate stormwater. They have not been added to the project lists in the TSP, but they'll be implemented when development is proposed. The Planning Commission recommended using advisory shoulders on these streets, which feature only a single travel lane and wider bike lanes. State law prohibits vehicles from driving in bike lanes, so advisory shoulders are not recommended at this time. I should note that I also just found a mistake in this cross section. It notes 33 feet of pavement. That should be 34 feet of pavement. So we'll work with a consulting team to correct that. Local street options now feature planter strips between curbs and sidewalks to improve conditions for pedestrians. The Planning Commission recommended 6-foot minimum width sidewalks, retaining the planter strip width and reducing pavement width to 26 feet. Reducing pavement width would not be sufficient to accommodate on-street parking, so that is not recommended. The intersections of Mount Adams Avenue at Cascade and Mount Adams at Wine Country now include roundabouts as preferred alternatives in the TSP, and traffic calming measures have been added to the TSP on 30th Street between May Street and Sherman Avenue. We updated the pedestrian system map and the list, Evan, of projects and cost estimates. Yes?
Could I interrupt quick? That those circles that were orange or red, were those roundabouts? Previous slide.
These on the left side of the screen, the circle is just indicating the area that I was referring to.
Got it. Okay. Section the top and bottom of Mount Adams roundabout.
Yep. And then on the right image is 30th Street between May and Sherman, where traffic calming measures have been added.
Thank you.
And we updated the pedestrian system map and the list of projects and cost estimates in the TSP. And we did the same for the bicycle system map, including the projects and cost estimates. And we used plain language to designate bike routes that were formerly known as bicycle boulevards. North of May Street, this slide shows the conceptual alignments of pedestrian improvements. These alignments were refined based on topography and to reduce redundancy. You'll note P19 is the Henderson Creek Trail that got a lot of discussion, and P20 is the Ridgeline Trail. So a lot of discussion on that issue. South of May Street, P11 was added. And as a 10-foot wide east-west path between Frankton Road and Belmont, aligned with Post Canyon Drive. The segment between Frankton and 30th could be constructed as an interim improvement or complement construction of Post Canyon Street extension in the future. The local street connectivity map was updated to reflect both Westside Drive and the neighborhood connector streets. Connectivity is a key element to making the system more transit friendly. No other transit component amendments are recommended in the TSP document at this time. Columbia Area Transit will be working on a transit master plan update this year, and planning department staff will participate. And CAT is also working with the city to identify fixed route transit stop locations where permanent shelters and other improvements can be provided. Community members have expressed a lot of interest in seeing projects get funded and constructed. And the first step, of course, is to get projects into the plan. Right now, there is a huge gap between the estimated cost of these projects and the revenue sources that are currently available to pay for them. Last month, between February 10th and 28th, we held a virtual open house at hoodrivertsp.com that included a bilingual survey intended to get a sense of community priorities for funding projects. I will discuss project funding again with the City Council next Monday night, March 8th, in a work session, and expect to provide an update on project funding to the commission at your hearing on the 15th. So with that, I'm wondering if we have any other questions that we can go through before requesting public testimony. And I'll wait for Chair Frost to direct traffic here.
All right, Commissioner Powers.
Yep, can you go back to the drawing of the ridgeline trail and clarify exactly where it comes out on Frankton? Sure. Because I remember we had a lot of discussion about that. When I saw the map, it looked different than I recall.
Right. Yeah, so again, responding to topography and some of the other elements, including an anticipated, I'm gonna go back another couple of slides here, Commissioner Powers. You see a neighborhood connector street on the left side of your screen. This is just to the south.
Oh yeah.
Covenant Christian Church.
Oh, okay, okay.
The idea is for the Ridgeline Trail to tie into Frankton Street right about that point where that new neighborhood connector is
expected. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Other questions?
Yes, Kevin, could you go back to the cross section that shows the barrier between,
Sure.
So just with the planting strips, I know that's, you know, that's one section, but at spots where there are potentially bus stops, is there the ability to make sure that there's an ADA ramp or ADA accessible spot if the bus is dropping off there, or if that's where the bus stop is? Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I'm sorry I don't have this in this image, but there are footnotes in the cross sections that explain that the city engineer has the authority to make modifications as things come up, like details such as bus stop locations. Another thing we don't see in this image is how the bike path transitions back to